When Mitterrand became president, he was very sick. I think he had cancer, and
yes.
I think
yes.
they were expecting him to die. So he did the visit to the Pantheon. He went to see Napoleon and other dead spirits to ask them for this type of help that the alchemists looking for when they went to the Cemetery of the Innocents. And that was
who is this, Roxy? Who are you talking about?
François Mitterrand.
Oh, Mitterrand in the 80s. Okay.
Yeah. The first thing he did as a president was to go to the Pantheon.
Can you say that again? The Santiam? What's that?
The Pantheon. It's the place where...
The Pantheon.
Where
the Pantheon. She don't speak South French. Pantheon. Darling, we can translate for the Southerners. We can translate for the Southerners because they don't know how to hear right. You speak well. They talk right.
Well, where is the Pantheon?
In Paris.
What part?
Gay Paris.
Yeah, what part of Paris?
Of the Champs-Élysées.
Yeah, it's more... Yeah.
It's a stretch of buildings, the 14 buildings, the Arc de Triomphe.
No, it's like a big, big monument.
Okay.
You know, there is...
Did Macron do it too?
No, he did the walk in front of the Pyramid of the Louvre.
I see. Okay. All right, I got you. Okay,
but when you see that these people are, he was also building a lot of what they call esoteric things.
Who was,
like
Mitterrand or Macron?
Mitterrand. Under his government, the
yeah.
Pyramid of the Louvre was made, and the Arc of La Défense.
Yeah.
That is like a fractal. Like there are three arcs in that axe.
Yeah. Have you got your mic on perfect?
And
you're
he
a little blurry. You got your, well, you're clear, sort of.
Well, I think the battery is not.
Oh, okay.
Good, so that's why. But he didn't bite. So everybody was like surprised that he actually somehow was managing to survive, and he got into working in all these constructions that connect and what they call the big work. And I was reading that when the Masons were initiated and started working in cathedrals, they were asked if they wanted to work for the big work because they knew they had to work all their lives for many generations. It was
the great work.
That's
they
why
got eternal. They got eternal. Everybody who did was promised eternal life. That's what was the other end of the contract. But they had to give their life to it. And that's why it went on so long, is because those people really didn't die. Especially when they said they died and they were buried inside the building, they didn't die. They just moved on. Because these, as you well know, those connect and those portals do.
So you're talking about Mitterrand didn't die, and he did the great work. What's your question or point?
He got sand. He got sand out of the grout and took it into his body, and he lived because they told him to do it.